This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Anti-coup protesters in Myanmar donned flowers in their hair Saturday to mark the 76th birthday of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains under house arrest and is due in court again next week. Suu Kyi's elected government was overthrown in a February 1st coup that sparked mass protests and renewed clashes between the military and ethnic rebel armies in border regions, killing hundreds. Flowers tucked into a bun has long been her signature look. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday took the rare step of calling on member states to, quote, prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar, part of a non-binding resolution condemning the military coup. The Myanmar junta issued a statement on Saturday night rejecting the UN resolution. President Vladimir Putin sought on Saturday to give Russia's ruling party a pre-election boost by promising to spend big on infrastructure, education, and health. Putin also announced his key allies, the defense and foreign ministers, would front the campaign for the ruling United Russia Party for September's parliamentary elections. The Russian president's most prominent domestic critic, the jailed Alexei Navalny, and his allies are barred from elections after they were declared, quote, extremist. With real wages falling and inflation rising, its ratings are at a multi-year low, according to a poll by the Levada Center, an independent pollster. It shows just 27% of Russians support the party in March, down from 31% in August. Russia's capital, Moscow, on Saturday reported a pandemic high for new coronavirus cases for the second consecutive day, as the city's hospitals are flooded with new patients due to the Delta variant, the city registering 9,000 cases, up from 3,000 just 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Iran's hardline judiciary.